Welcome to It Figures, the toy and action figure podcast on itfigurespodcast.com, part of the Pop Culture Network. I'm Pixel Dan.
I'm Stina.
And I'm your Lord Killen.
What's going on, guys?
Yay.
Yay.
Ish.
It's
Yay-ish.
Ish.
Yay-ish.
Why just ish?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
All right. Because he doesn't have his bailout yet, so he's ish.
His bailout.
They had a pink lightsaber.
I think
it's the Mace Windu.
It's the Mace Windu saber. That's right. All right, guys. Well, welcome to episode number 135 of the It Figure Show. For those of you who might be joining us for the first time, basically what this is a weekly podcast / videocast where we all get together, we chat about toys, discuss the latest toy news, and answer some of your forum questions and talk about some of your suggested topics. Have some fun doing it, and, you know, we like toys. That's pretty much all.
And we're the only show that does.
How
this.
Did I miss Clearly. That?
What?
Now I understand.
Okay, we'll get to that later. I totally forgot about that. We'll get to that when we get to the fan corner. You can listen to or watch this show in a number of ways. We have an audio version of the podcast, which can be found on popculturenetwork.com. Also through our Podbean page, which I believe is podbean.com/VGLosers. That is the actual Pop Culture Network Podbean account. And you can also find us on iTunes by doing a search for It Figures.
Free.
And then you can also watch the video version by doing a search on YouTube and subscribing to us at youtube.com/popculturenetwork. That's also where you can find all of the other Pop Culture Network reviews and possibly some upcoming video game shows and some other stuff like that. So make sure you head on over to youtube.com/popculturenetwork and hit subscribe.
Those are extra free.
Extra free.
Subscribe.
Extra free. All right, we don't have a lot of toy news to talk about this week, so we'll get that out of the way first because we have a pretty massive fan corner to get to. So let's go ahead and start off with the latest reveal from the BotCon 2012 exclusive box set. So Fun Publications is once again going to have another exclusive box set at BotCon this year. I believe they do something like this every year. And they've revealed...
Allegedly.
I don't know, I'm not the Transformers guy. But they have revealed another figure from this set, which is pretty interesting. It is called the Shattered Glass Heroic Decepticon Soundwave figure. He reuses the Transformers Reveal the Shield Ironhide mold, but he's got a brand new head.
He looks like
a fat, white Optimus Prime. He doesn't look anything like Soundwave. I think that's kind of the general consensus. But the interesting thing to note about him is when he's in his vehicle mode, on his car door is a little decal that's got Zartan's face on it from G.I. Joe. So he's kind of got a little bit of a G.I. Joe flair going on there. He's got like a little bumper sticker on the car, too, that says, I love rock and roll. So I assume the little logo is actually for the Dreadnoughts, like, band or whatever is probably what's going on there. But I thought that was kind of cool, having the little G.I. Joe influence. The figure itself just, I don't know, man. I agree. He looks like Optimus Prime. It's weird looking.
Is this supposed to be a collectible? Like for collectors?
Yeah, because these are the ones that are sold at BotCon, which is the Transformers convention, and they come in like a box set that's usually pretty pricey.
Okay.
Yeah, so
he's a terrible robot form.
Yeah, I don't like the robot
the car
form.
Looks okay. It's a car.
I like the car. Well, the cool thing is that he's got the little Zartan reference, and I think that alone's going to make him hot or collectible because he's a G.I. Joe.
Was the band Slither? Slither or something?
Yes. It's something like that.
I can't think of the Dreadnought band.
Yeah, what is it? It is Cold Slither or something like that?
That sounds good.
Man, we are terrible at this.
He's pretty close.
You're supposed to like G.I. Joes, dude. You should know.
I know, but I don't really... they're okay.
Okay. They're all right. They're okay. Yeah. They're all right. So it says also on here that Fun Publications also notes that they worked with the sculptor to ensure that the head issues have been fixed. So whatever head issues he had before are apparently fixed.
Probably the bobblehead.
For those, yeah, there you go, a bobblehead. Is he a Maddie figure now? For those who were intrigued by the headband in the aforementioned poster, apparently from when, like, he had a headband on in the teaser image, it says a headband will be available, but it's going to be sold separately at the club store at an undetermined time for an unknown price. Fun Publications explains that the price of molding the piece onto the actual figure would have been too costly. What? So apparently they're going to make a headband for the figure that they're going to sell separate. Through their website.
How would that have been too costly?
I have no idea.
How much is that going to cost?
I have no idea.
You think maybe they had to do a whole new sculpt for a whole new head
put it on the head's already supposedly a new sculpt anyway. Like, that's usually how Fun Publications does their stuff, is they reuse a Hasbro mold, but then make a new head for it, and that's how they, you know, usually make a new figure. That's how they do it with the Transformers and the G.I. Joe stuff, as far as I know. But yeah, I have no idea about this headband thing. I'm not sure.
$14.99
for a little headband for your
piece
figure.
Of plastic.
Yeah, interesting. So, I don't know. What do you guys think about this figure? I'm curious how the Transformers fans feel about this particular figure, because I think it looks kind of stupid, to be honest.
Super dumb.
I don't like the robot mode on him at all. I think I like the Zartan reference, but I don't think he doesn't look like a Soundwave, does he?
I mean, that looks exactly like Optimus Prime's fed.
Yeah,
it does to me. Like, it looks like they took a, whatever that body is supposed to be, and slapped a, you know, a Optimus Prime head, and like, yeah, look at this new thing we molded. No, you didn't. That's an Optimus Prime head.
No, you didn't. That's an Optimus Prime head.
I'm on to you.
We're on to you. Cool. All right, so moving on, we have two bits of news from the Four Horsemen. So first up. Is just an update on the Outer Spacemen Infinity Editions, Wave 3 and 4. Originally, they did say that those were supposed to be hopefully shipping before Christmas, but apparently their shipping actually got delayed, and they didn't even receive the product because what happened was with the holiday season, a lot of the big companies basically got priority for all the shipping, so their stuff got pushed back, and they didn't receive their product in time. Well, they finally have been notified that... Now that the heavy holiday traffic has slowed down, they are finally supposed to be receiving Outer Spacemen Infinity Edition Waves 3 and 4 at their warehouse by the end of this week, early next week, which means everybody that pre-ordered the figures will finally start getting them within the next week or so. So if you ordered the Infinity Edition Outer Spacemen, you can expect to start seeing those in your mailboxes within the next week or two, which is good news.
That sounds vaguely true.
Vaguely true.
Why vaguely?
Alright.
Because I don't get it. Okay. Let's go with it.
Because you don't get it.
I don't see how that's true. Like, that's the... Like, I'm not disputing that's the story they were told, but there's no way that they were shipping stuff and then the shipping company's like, no, we're going to hold these off because they're not big enough. Shipping company moves the product. So, obviously, the company that sent it did not send it like they were supposed to.
That could be.
That's more realistic.
All that really matters is that the horsemen didn't get it when they were supposed to.
Yeah.
And now they're getting it.
They're blameless in that situation. But, obviously, they were lied to about why.
Somebody's a jerk. Somebody's trying to keep us from having our spacemen. Ooh. All right, so here's a fun little news entry concerning the Outer Spacemen. First thing to do with this news announcement is that the Horsemen did announce today that they're doing another Toypocalypse event this year in February in New York at Toy Tokyo. They did this last year in February, so this will be the second Toypocalypse event. They're going to open it up the weekend of New York Toy Fair, which is going to be exclusive to just friends and family of the Horsemen, kind of a thing like they did last year. But then immediately following that, they're going to have, I believe, a week-long gallery that anybody will be able to come into to visit this gallery to check out some of their stuff. They're going to have a lot of new things on display. One of the big things that they're going to be doing is celebrating the 40th anniversary of the Outer Spacemen. So they're going to have a huge Outer Spacemen display there, where they'll be displaying and showing off a lot of the new stuff they haven't shown off yet. But one of the cool things that they're doing is to help celebrate the 40th anniversary. They are inviting fans to create their very own Outer Spacemen customs to be displayed in their Outer Spaceman display at their gallery.
That's cool.
So, it says it's really easy to do. All you gotta do is head to their site, fourhorsemen.biz, and print out the submission form that's right there on the front page of the site. All submissions are due no later than February 6th, 2012. It says, don't be afraid, you can customize any of your favorite figures. They're basically, it says anything goes, you can repaint current Outer Spacemen, you can just do mix and matching of parts, you can mix them with current GLaDOS figures, you can sculpt your own parts, anything goes. They just basically want you to come up with your own Outer Spaceman character. And then you can submit it, and it will be displayed at their gallery event at Toy Tokyo. So I think that's a really cool little idea there. So you guys can, if you're interested, you can check that out for yourself at fourhorsemen.biz. The little entry form is right there on the front page. So I would definitely recommend you guys do that. That might be a cool little way just to get something set up in a gallery where lots of people get to walk through and look at it. It's kind of neat. Neat little idea.
And then they give you a cash prize.
I don't see anything on here about a cash prize, but yeah, maybe. Maybe that's true.
Let's ask them. We'll give it to you.
That could be. Cool. All right. So that pretty much does it for the toy news.
What?
Yep. Just kind of ran into the same thing as last week. It's just kind of slow right now.
Didn't we have something else that does?
Slow. Yeah, Dirt wanted us to bring up the OMFG Outlandish minifigure guys. Those are the cool little muscle-looking figures that are done by OctoberToys.com. They did a Kickstarter project, which we promoted here on the show. So if anybody donated to the Kickstarter project, we just received a notice this week saying that the figures have been received in their warehouse, and they're going to start shipping them soon. So good news for everybody who had that. And if one of the other things that they mentioned in their email is that there's going to be a few different colorways available exclusively at different websites. So if you are interested in picking up some of the OMFGs and you missed out on the Kickstarter thing, you still have a chance to pick up some different color variations of the figures. One of them is a set that I actually already picked up and did a video on, which is the Fade in Blue version, which is exclusive to O'Neill Design. Those are on sale right now at O'NeillDesign.com, if you want to check those out. And then there's a few others. There's the green set, which is available to Little Rubber Guys. There is a bright blue set, which is available to RotoFuji.com. And then there is a yellow set that is exclusive to You of Muscle. So you can actually find all the links and the information on all the different colorways at OctoberToys.com. So if you guys are interested in checking out the OMFG, which I would recommend because they're very cool little figures, you can find out all about them at OctoberToys.com.
And there is a translucent set available at Pop Culture Network. Oh, we didn't get that set.
No, I don't.
That would have been ours. That would have been ours.
The translucent set would have been ours.
Well, next time, October Toys.
Next time. That's right. All right, so let's see, where are we at here? All right, well, let's go ahead and start off with Fan Corner. Why not? We got lots of Fan Corner stuff.
Oh, hey, I want to tell you guys something.
All right, tell us something.
So, I went to the Toys R Us, and they have the Lego Friends sets now.
Yeah, we saw those there
the
other
girl
night.
Ones?
Yeah.
So I took my daughter there, and I bought her a couple sets.
Oh, did you?
Because I wanted to see what they were look like and how they...
I got to be honest, I thought they were kind of cool looking in person. When I was looking at the boxes, I was like, this is kind of neat. But go ahead. Finish your story.
Well, I'm really disappointed in you. Because all the sets are totally girl-based. I mean,
obviously. Well, of course they are.
Hey, listen. Wait until I get to the point.
I thought that's what we already knew.
Right. Well, I mean, they're girl-themed. So, you know, one's a beauty salon, one's a designer, dress designer, and there's like... One's a pet show. And
I like
the idea.
I like the tree house.
That's what we bought. We bought the tree house, and we bought the little like tractor car thing. Anyways, so we get home and we're building them, and every piece of the set, I mean, it's completely like a normal Lego set. They're in bags numbered. There's a book inside. All the pieces are actually completely Lego, like the realistic, real Lego pieces. The only thing different in the pack is the minifigure, which comes in three parts. There's the torso, the legs, and the head. Rylan, she couldn't snap the figure together because they're so tight to put the bodies together.
Yeah.
Okay, so I assembled the set as like a normal Lego set, and then, I mean, of course, the figure next to the Lego guy, you know, she's just a hair taller than the Lego minifigures themselves. Here's the problem. So you have a figure that's a hard like strong figure, and then you have a regular Lego set, which are generally a little fragile.
Right.
So she's playing with it, and you got this hard, heavy figure that's like a solid piece on the fragile set. Oh, so no. You're breaking. Okay. She's constantly breaking stuff off and having to reattach it. Now, what they should have done is just used a girl, all girl minifigures, because they're light and dainty. So you can put them on the sets; they're not going to like break the sets because they're not heavy and strong.
So these are they're a lot heavier than regular minifigures.
They're not. I mean, I didn't weigh them, of course, but I mean, they're just like a stronger because it's three pieces. They don't have the leg flexibility,
mm-hmm.
So they're like a stronger, solid piece.
Huh?
And you know, you have a little girl. She's playing with them.
She's hitting kind of hard.
So it's like a hammer hitting the set.
Oh, that kind of sucks.
And you know, it's
I guess troubling. I never really thought about
that. So it's a fragile set with a strong mini piece. It would have been way better just to have a minifigure. Now, also, this would have, if they had, the problem with Legos is there's hardly any girl characters. So had they made a line completely full of girl minifigures, collectors would have bought these sets just for the minifigures, whereas the collectors are not going to buy these sets because you're not going to want the out-of-place minifigures that come with the sets. So that's the downside of this line. But the other thing, the upside is, it comes with a lot of new elements. So, like, for instance, in the treehouse, there are, like, new flowers that they had never made before. And there's, like, butterflies mm-hmm. and ladybugs that go onto the mm-hmm. trees and stuff.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
And there's animals. Those are great. So if you, you know, if you were building Lego City sets and you didn't have these elements, you could buy these, tear the sets apart, and use those pieces in your, you know, your own custom sets or whatever.
Right.
So that part's good. Minifigure sucks.
Huh. Still don't like those minifigures then, huh?
No, they're terrible. They're completely Polly Pocket. I mean, I'm embarrassed for them. How dare you change the scale? They're completely unusable by me, but my daughter will enjoy them.
Cool. All right, well, there you go. There's your thoughts from Killen on the new girl Legos. All right, let's go ahead and we got a voicemail, another voicemail this week. So why don't we go ahead and start with the voicemail, and then we'll dive into all of the stuff on the actual Fan Corner thread on the forums. So let's give a listen.
Hi, my name is Joey Kelly. I'm from Louisville, Kentucky. Actually, across the river from Louisville, New Albany, Indiana. Yes. I have a quick question for you guys. Maybe this question could address the guys on It Figures, Killen and Dan and Stina. The question is, if you guys collaborated together on a particular action figure, hopefully that's something that you guys may do in the future. I'm not sure if you had commissioned an action figure, what style would it be? Would it be kind of the basic 6-inch figure, such as like a fantasy figure, or would it be maybe a little Lego guy, one of the little muscle guys, or something like that? Or could it be like the G.I. Joe scale? What type of figure would it be? That's the question. It is a mystery.
It is a mystery.
Even to us.
Ah, gosh. We've been asked similar questions before, and I've thought about what I would try to make if I ever made my own figure, and there's a couple different routes I would probably take, but I don't know. It'd be hard to decide what exactly we would do.
We talked about this a few times. And
yeah.
The thing that made the most sense to us that we could produce at a reasonable cost to sell to other people would be single one piece, kind of like the OMFG.
Like the OMFG stuff. Yeah, exactly. Something small, PVC, something resin, maybe even something Glios-like, you know, where you have a little bit of articulation, but it's simple and basic. If that was something that we were actually going to produce, that's probably the route we would take, or at least where we would start, is with mm-hmm. something like that. Now, personally, if I could make any kind of action figure I wanted to, my favorite style is obviously going to be like the 5-inch 80s beefy Masters Universe / Remco / Ninja Turtles / that kind of style of figure. So I would like to make something like, yeah, I would like to make something in that style if I could, but I don't know. I guess we'll have to see if we ever actually...
Logistics
might prevent me from being able to do something like that. So, I don't know. Hey, Handsome Ben did it with Galaxor, so, you know.
It's true.
Maybe I can create, like, Pixel Dan or evil supervillain of Galaxor.
Killin.
That's a terrible name.
Killin at the end.
Pixel Dan or Killin?
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Yes.
What did
it's
you
say? It's a half and half, man. It's slapped together. That way we get two figures for every deal. We're like, well, you can buy this separate, or you slice it in half, glue them together, you got us.
Glue them together.
That's how you do it, right?
Yes.
Well, I mean, we might.
That's how you do half and half.
Obviously, yeah. we would solder them. Okay?
Yeah, solder.
We have to come up
with a better name than that, though. That's a terrible name.
We
need to figure something out that'll fit a little bit better.
That's a good name. That's a good starter name.
Can you even say it again?
No, I don't even know what I said.
Well, you should say his part, and I'll say my part at the end. Killing.
Your now, part's
what
easy.
What was your part? So, look, obviously.
Pixelaxor?
Killing.
Pixelaxor Killing.
That's probably not the same thing we said the first time, but we just changed it just now. Because that's what you do when you're in a pitch meeting, okay? Things change. This is fast.
Oh, it's a pitch meeting now.
Yeah, this is our Kickstarter project.
Well, yes. Let's have this meeting at a later time.
It's our Kickstarter
project. So you can start thinking of better names.
Yeah, we do need better names. So that's going to be part of the Kickstarter project.
Clearly, there's not to find a better name.
You donate.
This is our Kickstarter project to help us find better names.
No, you can donate. You have to donate money and a name suggestion. And
oh, that's too much to ask.
Well, okay. If you donate at like one of the higher dollar levels, you also get to suggest a name for the character that may or may not be used. And every name that's not used will print on the back of the packaging so that it at least gets put on the card.
So you get to choose your name for the figure.
But we can't print it on the card back if it's a copywritten name. So if another toy company already owns the name, sorry.
We'll write it on their foot like it's Andy's name.
Like it's Andy's name. This is going to be the most ridiculous Kickstarter project ever. We're going to have all these stupid rules. For $50, you can suggest a name. That's what they get.
That is the most expensive name I've ever heard.
That's
of.
Their reward.
For everybody who donates $5, you get a balloon, which we write inappropriate messages on. So you blow it
so
up.
You blow
you
it
can
up.
See what it is.
Yeah, that's amazing. I like it. I like it.
I think you should blow the balloon up and stick it inside it so they have to pop it to find the surprise inside.
I bet that Kickstarter page would get shut down because those people would think it's a fake thing. Like, what is this? Somebody shut these guys down. Shut them down.
And for $10, you get a kitty poster hanging in there poster. Because I really just want to give one of those away. Because I think they're funny.
Hang in there.
With the kitty. That's iconic.
That is iconic. You're right.
I want a shirt that says hang in there. I'd wear it.
With the kitty on it. You need the picture of the kitty on it.
It's got to have the cat, yeah. Oh, otherwise, sure. It doesn't have the same message if it's not the cat.
Somebody send me a hang in there message.
He'll wear it every time.
And I'll give
show.
It to Rick every time he's being emo. Like, here you go, Rick.
Poor Rick.
Hang in there.
Hang in there, buddy. It'll be alright. Hate you guys.
That's why he's never coming back, because he hates you guys.
He loves us equally.
He hates killing, not us guys.
Oh, no, he loves
Hold
me.
On. Yeah.
I feed him. The money that in my pocket feeds that Rick.
Feeds the Rick.
The Rick.
Okay.
That's his name, though.
The Rick. Well, let's go and take a quick commercial break, and then we'll dive into the Fan Corner thread. So we'll be right back.
What it is, friends. Sweenholic here, inviting you to join me every Monday for Radical Retro Turtle Toy Talk. What's that, you ask? Radical Retro Turtle Toy Talk is my weekly video series in which we take a look at my favorite toy line of yesteryear, Vintage Playmates Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. If you're a green teen goer, I'm betting you'll have a great time getting reacquainted with old friends or meeting new ones for the first time. That's Radical Retro Turtle Toy Talk at www.radicalretro.com, part of the Pop Culture Network.
Are you a fan of Mattel's Masters of the Universe toy line? How about Princess of Power, New Adventures of He-Man, or 2000X Masters of the Universe? Hey guys, I'm Pixel Dan, and my new show, Power and Honor, the World of Masters of the Universe Toys, takes a look at all of the above-mentioned lines. In every episode, I'll take a look at a different action figure, vehicle, or playset from the world of He-Man. It's a great place where you can reminisce about your favorite toys from the past or even learn some things that you may not have already known. A new episode airs bi-weekly on He-Man.org and PopCultureNetwork.com. Swing by and check it out. Good journey.
Alright guys, welcome back from the break. So here we go with Fan Corner. So yeah, I guess I'll go ahead and start by saying on the thread this week, I put, got a question, got a topic suggestion, want to confess your love to Stina? Use this thread. So when we get to some of the later fan
confessions,
that way you'll understand why people are
confused
doing it.
Confused me, I had no idea.
She was super confused when she was reading through the thread earlier.
You're about to see this girl get embarrassed. She'd be like, oh yeah.
No, my face will probably get bright red, but there's nothing bad, so.
Yeah, you're super pumped. Let's do it.
Alright, so Red Locust says, my wife attempted to get me the Masters of the Universe Classics Wind Raider for Christmas this year. Maddie actually sent two of them, but both were stolen from an unlocked mailbox less than an hour after they were dropped off by the mail person. This happened the day of Christmas Eve, and my wife was understandably devastated. So here's my question. Have you ever had a really cool toy stolen from you?
From the mail person?
Probably just anything.
I think
have you ever had it stolen?
The mailman dropped it off, and then somebody stole the box. So his mail got stolen on Christmas Eve.
So it's got to be, like, a neighbor.
That sucks. I'd
be going knocking.
Or yeah. It was just someone driving down the street that saw a box and took it.
That is so messed up. I can't believe people have the nerve to do crap like that.
People go like down our, we're going down our back streets where our trash cans are, stealing all of the garbage man's tips out of our garbage cans.
Somebody was going through our neighborhood stealing garbage man's tips. Because people leave tips for the garbage man's, like,
in their
trash cans, tape
on the top.
Back. And some car was just driving up and down the alleys, opening everybody's trash cans, looking for tips and stealing them.
And they stole, like, a whole row of them.
Did you see it?
Uh-uh. No, but my brother-in-law works for him and saw the car, but they can't do anything about it unless they catch him in the act.
You can go out there and crack some heads.
Yeah, how messed up is that, dude? I just can't believe people have the nerve to do crap like that. That is so messed up.
This is why I hand
it's
to them.
I thought to steal the tips out of the garbage can. That's a good
it's
idea.
Messed up. We probably just gave the whole internet that idea. Great. Oh, maybe we should cut that out.
That is
ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. And same with this, dude. I can't believe anybody would steal somebody else's package. That is like, first of all, that's straight up a federal offense, man. Mm-hmm. That just makes you want to find whoever did that so they can go to prison, because that is messed up. But luckily, I mean, that's never happened to me, knock on wood. I've never had anything like that stolen, and I've never really had any toy or anything, like, stolen from me. So
I've had, here in the store, okay, here's the problem. So the door in the store used to be facing, like, this way, back here.
Yes,
okay?
Before you
years
were
ago, and then they added a new door over here, facing this way. Okay, so it changes the side of the building. Now we're facing this way where we used to face that way. Okay, so we have a mailbox out front still, which I'm about to go rip it down. And we have a lazy mail carrier. We never had the same mail carrier. It's always somebody different. And they got lazy. They used to come before the store opened. And they changed the route, and now they come later when we're open. But they would stack packages outside our store, like, really high boxes of stuff, and then just leave it until we opened. And I'd pull up to the store. I'm like, time to open. Oh, there's our own mail. How is it not stolen?
Yeah,
like you can't go to a game store and leave all their packages outside their door when they're not even open.
You know what they're gonna be.
You're clearly asking for them to get stolen.
Right.
We've only had, I think, two packages stolen. They were computer parts for some repair we were doing, and I got one of them back. One was like a big bundle of memory that was like $300-$400, and then the other package was hard drives. Now there's these we're in a residential area kind of, so there's like kids walking around. They stole both the packages from us, and then later that day, some kids came in and tried to sell me some memory. Like they took it out of the box and saw what it was, and they're like, oh, computer stuff. I don't know what to do with this. So they tried to come in my store and say, hey, do you guys buy memory? I'm like, well, yeah, I need some actually. What do you got? He looked at it. I'm looking through what he had. I'm like, this looks kind of like a lot I bought on eBay that I was expecting. And then I tracked the package and realized they were delivered today. And I'm like, this is my memory. So I took it back. I'm like, this is mine. And the kids were like, oh, we just found it down the street. I was like, yeah, of course you did. And so, you know, I kicked them out. And I'm like, damn, I wish they would have brought the hard drives too, because I needed those really bad.
Dang, that is messed up, dude.
That's the only thing. And we've had, I want to say, 200 packages left outside of our door, and only those two have ever been stolen. So, thank God there's at least some decent, honest people in the world, but idiots. How could you leave that stuff?
I know. Yeah. That sucks. That is so stupid.
And to this day, when we're open, they still sometimes randomly will leave mail in our mailbox up front when, you know, they should walk it into the business and hand it to you like they do most of the days. Every so often, they'll just leave packages and stuff in our mailbox up front, and I wouldn't even know it's here until, you right. know, later in the day. And I'm like, oh, idiots. Lots more packages in the mail so they can get stolen. Thanks.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Boo. Stupid.
Just tape that thing shut.
So if you want to steal from us, you just, you know, come here in the morning before we open and take your chances.
Yeah.
Maybe we should cut that out.
More ideas for you criminals.
Any criminals listening. Usually when we're here on Saturdays, the mail lady was pretty good about, like, coming in here and sometimes. Giving us the mail and everything. So, I don't know. All right. Next up is JJB1011. JJB.
Woo.
Says, hey, guys. Happy New Year. I just wanted to tell you what I got for Christmas.
Okay. Do it.
Says, I got Masters of the Universe Classics Palace Guards, mm-hmm. Man-at-Arms, mm-hmm. and Battleground Evil Inn for my parents.
Nice.
Awesome.
Paris, huh?
I got Force Unleashed 2 on the Wii, also from my parents. I got The Walking Dead Zombie 2-pack from my sister's boyfriend. Very cool.
Steven.
Steven.
Good Steven.
Good job, Steven.
You are.
And he also got Rise of the Planet of the Apes and Vintage Collection Tauntaun from his girlfriend Lisa. Well, that sounds like an awesome haul to me.
Yep.
I like all of that stuff, so. Very cool.
Good job, Lisa.
Thanks for sharing.
Way to be a cool girlfriend.
That's right. All right, Nexus says, wanted to say something different, so yo. Yo.
What's up?
Two questions. One, question for Dan. You've shown us your man cave. Very cool, by the way. I love the fact it's in the basement.
Oh. The dungeon.
Just
That's
wondering,
why we bought that house.
Just wondering how you'll set up your Voltron display with a 2012's 23-inch Voltron figure. For me, I have no idea what I'll be doing with it when it's complete. I am right there with you. Because I'm already out of room for the Voltron stuff I currently have. If you notice in the video, a lot of that stuff's like jammed on that shelf and you can't even see it all. I have no idea. It's probably going to stand on the floor next to the shelf.
Yeah, way better idea.
It's so big. What should I do with it?
Okay, you got the drop ceiling, right?
I have the drop ceiling, yeah.
Get some wire and then suspend it like he's doing a Mission Impossible dive down.
Oh my god! Yeah, wait, wait, right. No! Oh my
that
God.
Would probably break that ceiling.
Well, you could use like fish wire line and make it so you can't see them, but it'd be above your head. It'd just be like, why is Voltron doing a Mission Impossible into your toy room?
He's breaking into the toy room, yo.
That
I like it.
Ceiling is so flimsy, we have to redo it. If that thing fell down, he would cry and be so mad.
We have to replace that drop ceiling. It's just really badly done. Like, the people that lived there before us just, like, tossed up this cheap ceiling in the basement.
Is it, like, falling apart?
It's falling apart. Yeah, like, so, like, upstairs in the living room, like, when you're working out or something,
it totally knocks down ceiling tiles
directly under the living room.
That's gotta go.
Yeah, so, like, I'll come down in the basement, and there'll just be a bunch of tiles on the ground, and I'll go, what the hell? And I'll have to, like, I'll have to try to fix them.
Christina, why are you... What are you doing up there?
Yeah, and it's not over the section where the toys are. It's over the section where, like, my couch is downstairs. Mm-hmm. So they keep falling right there, but it's so irritating.
One of them
so,
is already broke.
Yeah, so we're gonna buy a better ceiling and then just,
and
like,
that's gonna be expensive.
Completely redo it down there.
So. That's what's gonna change.
Well, we're just gonna buy the ones where you staple them up that look really nice, but those aren't gonna be.
Mm. Well, anyways, that's what I would do with Bumble.
That's I'm a that I'll
apparently this went into home improvement time.
Yes, home improvement. For everyone. Do you also have a man cave where you're able to put up your collections or display stuff for all to see? I myself don't have one, so my stuff is on a rotating routine of being packed away and coming out when I want to put something up for display with the limited space that I have. So I guess that's for you, Kellen.
You got a man cave?
Do you have a man cave?
The bedroom.
Oh. The bedrooms are man caves.
I like that. I don't know
how I feel about that.
In the bedroom.
Well, that's where all my Linuxes are, and that's where my pop vinyls are.
That's where your toys are, in the bedroom, huh?
That's where my dolls are.
There we go. See what you did?
It's Harvard.
That's what she said.
My Linuxes are not going in the basement.
I don't have that luxury. I'm looking to move, and when I do move, that will be something that does occur, because I need an office too. So I'm trying to find a place similar to yours that has a big, like, two-room almost open space where I can set up an office, you know, some place to shoot film, and then put the rest of my stuff up. Because right now, everything I own is sitting in, like, 40 totes. I mean, just a ridiculous amount of totes downstairs in the basement. And that's where it's got to go. Got no room.
There's a house down from us that's for sale. You should check that out.
Yeah.
One at the end of the street.
I don't sold to you guys.
It sold?
One at the end of the street. I don't know.
At the corner?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I should be showing up in my bathrobe in the morning. Hey, I got breakfast, Christina.
Can I have a cup of coffee?
Maybe some pancakes.
I don't even make him pancakes.
I know,
but
right?
But you would make me pancakes, clearly, because I asked. Maybe if you asked for pancakes, you would give them.
I do.
No, you don't. You ask for biscuits and gravy.
Well, do you make that?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. That's better than no time.
All right. Orko the Wizard says, regarding the previous question, I also got a man cave. Actually, because I'm single, my whole apartment is my man cave.
Nice.
I got a little room with 9 black billies and 3 little tables.
Black billies?
I don't know, actually, what that means. He's in the UK, so...
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think that's got to be like a shelf.
Maybe. It's got to be. And here I got my Street Fighter, G.I. Joe, TMNT mask, Ghostbusters, Batman, Lego. My bedroom has 10 black billies with all my Masters of the Universe classics. Who needs windows anyway? My living room has 6 glass cabinets with all my horror and action stuff, and some shelving is on the way. My hallway is under construction.
Wow.
I can keep a collection some years before I have no place anymore, but finding a girlfriend who doesn't think I'm crazy is very hard, who doesn't want to sleep in a Masters of the Universe room. Hey, that's a good point. Who wouldn't want to sleep in?
As long as you got Masters of the Universe sheets and pillowcases and stuff like that, then you're super cool, because then you get all the ladies. That's a guarantee. They all want to sleep on the He-Mans.
For sure they do. For sure.
Yeah.
No, she would probably walk in and say, oh, this is really cool. And some of them could be telling the truth.
I see.
No, hey, working from a
girl's
store,
mouth. Yeah.
Working in a store
it depends. You've got to get the right girl.
Every day, some girl walks in here. There's always girls walking in. And they're like, I love this place. There's clearly girls out there, you know?
Yeah, clearly.
He found one.
I did.
Where? Where's?
Oh. Right there.
Oh. I thought you meant the other one. Wink.
The other one.
Wink, well, wink.
Well, don't hit me. Yes. Hey.
He's getting me hit. You're a cheater.
You're a jerk. All right. Nasty Will says, I got lucky this year for the holiday.
Oh, really?
I got the 8-inch. We got to stop with this.
All right, Nasty Will.
This show is taking a terrible turn.
Much props, okay. Nasty Will. I lost it.
Oh, jeez. Okay. Look, we're back on toys now.
Okay.
I got the 8-inch Thundercats, Tigra, Lino, 6-inch Mumra, and Panthro from my mom and dad. And we went shopping the Friday before Christmas. We went to Foreman Mills and got all things DC Universe figures for $5.99. I got Raven, The Question, and Superman. That's a pretty good price, too.
Yeah, it's a great price.
I see even that store, they had too many figures nobody wanted, like Golden Pharaoh and the new Starman. And I got too many games to play. Batman Arkham City, Uncharted 2 and 3, Transformers War for Cybertron, Sonic Generation, Infamous 2, and Gears of War 3. Dang, you totally scored. So, you're right. Awesome haul, dude. Busy. Awesome haul.
Good job,
awesome
haul. Yes, you will. Hey, will.
Yep. All right. WillJack35 says, no questions, but I wanted to tell you what I got for Christmas. So, we got a lot of that. So, here we go. He got Masters of the Universe Classic Swiftwind, Bubble Power She-Ra and Snout Spout. He got DC versus Masters of the Universe Green Lantern versus Zodak. Mm-hmm. He got some mini cons and 3 gift cards. The one thing I left out was a gift I ordered for myself on Cyber Monday. I was lucky enough to order Man-at-Arms for $10 that day and was looking forward to finally having one. I unwrapped the mailer on Christmas morning and opened the box very happy to look upon Man-at-Arms, but as I pulled the figure out, it was a Hordak figure.
No.
A figure I already had. And I was so ticked off and bummed out because of it. I emailed Maddie, but that's pending right now. I possibly will have to find Man-at-Arms now on eBay.
Ugh.
I know, I need him too. I'm so irritated.
How awful is that they sent the wrong figure? And he didn't, because he was saving it for himself for Christmas.
He opened it
up. He didn't,
like,
yeah.
Oh, it's go time.
That's why you open those
That's
things up.
That's awful, man.
Thanks,
that sucks.
DigiRiver. Ruined Christmas.
Ruined Christmas. Maddie ruins Christmas. says, I also wanted to comment on your collection. I love the setup, and I know you can pick up more room if you notice how much space you have left on each shelf. It's almost wasted space. I know. I always try to find ways to smash it together. So I've bought those wire racks you see in Walmart and Target and put them on the shelves. Like the one you have, they are grills, so I had to use cardboard to cover them so the newer figures wouldn't fall through. Here's an example. Yeah, so like what I was trying to do is get those stair step little shelves, like I've got on one of them, but they're very expensive.
And I think they take up way more room than they.
I know, I like it for stuff like the way I got my Outer Spaceman in my Glios. I like it because I can fill up that whole space and just see all my Glios on there. Whereas if they were just on one flat shelf, you wouldn't be able to see them as easy.
Like, I guess my Magical Collection figures would work perfectly, but some of those things, I think they take up more space than they're, yeah, well, the useful.
The real problem I ran into is I tried doing it for like my Masters of the Universe figures, like my vintage figures, and the figures were too big that I could only use the bottom shelf of it. Like, I couldn't use the second or the third shelf because they were hitting the top above, and I was just like, well, this isn't going to work at all. Nope. So, yeah. Yes. So, I don't know. I still have more experimenting to do, but I definitely want to conserve some space. Hit the top. All right. Sick says, here's some things I got for my birthday and Christmas.
Happy bird Christmas.
Happy birth Christmas. Yeah, Transformers Junk Heap, Renegades Duke, the Thunder Racers Lino and Tigra, and the Thunder Tank, and the Tower of Omens, and 4-inch Tigra, Chitara, Wily Kit, and Wily Cat. So lots of Thundercat stuff. Vintage Groon, Masters of the Universe Tack Track, Black Star and Overlord, WWE 12, and a gift card.
Nice.
And then he says, and Stina, if you ever need your pool cleaned, wink, wink, hey!
You started it.
You want your pool cleaned? I'm the pizza pool man.
The pizza pool man.
That's double trouble.
Whoa, yeah, it is. All right, next up is from Cavalier. It says, hey, everyone, hope you had a great holiday season, got what you wanted for Christmas, and all had a wonderful new year. I had a thought the other day for a topic. What movie or TV series has there been that there isn't a toy / statue line that you'd like to see done and collect? My vote would have to be go to Kolchak the Night Stalker, which I have no idea what that is. Hmm. For those who don't know, Kolchak is an American television series that aired on ABC during 1974-1975 season. Featured a fictional Chicago newspaper reporter, Carl Kolchak, played by Darren McGavin, who investigates mysterious crimes with unlikely causes, particularly ones law enforcement authorities won't pursue. Often these crimes involve some element of the supernatural or science fiction, such as fantastical creatures. The series was preceded by two television movies, The Night Stalker and The Night Strangler. While the series only lasted one season, it remained popular in syndication and is often credited as the inspiration for the popular television series The X-Files. So then he goes on to say he could see people like the Four Horsemen doing an amazing line of figures, stuff like that. So, basically, and this is a question that I think we just had like 2 weeks ago, a very similar question. People always ask us this.
It's a slight twist on
it. Yeah, it's a slight twist on a very popular question, is what would we like to see toys of, basically?
Sopranos.
What movie or TV show?
I want
show?
My toys to cuss at me. I want them to be like very violent, and I want to be able to pick it up and like insult you. That's what I want in my toys.
That's ridiculous.
The Sopranos.
The Sopranos. What did I even say last time? I don't even remember what. I can't even think of anything off the top of my head that I would really want toys from.
They make everything I love, so it's kind of hard to say.
I know.
But I really do want a toy that curses me out.
I'm sure something like that exists. There's got to be some kind of stupid cussing toy somewhere.
What are you, stupid?
That's what I mean, stupid. Come on. Now.
Amazing.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, if a toy picked it up and insulted you and made you feel stupid, you're going to be like,
this is stupid.
This thing is amazing.
Well, I probably wouldn't buy it.
You laugh.
I'd probably laugh. You laugh.
That, well, the stupid things are funny.
Yeah. They're sad. I guess so.
So you'd be happy. Which means you are a liar. The logic.
Do you have anything?
Have a TV series or a movie that you'd want a toy line from that doesn't have one already? Punky Brewster!
I don't know, by looking at you, that's just what came to mind.
Punky Brewster.
Does Arthur have a line?
Arthur probably had some kind of toys.
Arthur what?
The cartoon?
The cartoon, Arthur.
Arthur the Aardvark or whatever he is.
You don't know? Oh, I used to love that show.
I think that cartoon came on like PBS or something.
Yeah, it did. With Zoom.
Zoom. I don't know. I'm sorry. I have to move past because I can't really think of anything. So we'll move on to Albatraz, who says, "Hey guys, for Christmas I got some DC Infinite Heroes figures, Batman, Superman, and of course Luthor, Joker, and a few other main characters. I wanted to get these to get me into DC because I hate DC comic books.
Word up.
But since Marvel Universe got me into Marvel comic books, I tried the same thing, and I'm a little disappointed because of paint chipping off easy and the lack of articulation. What do you think of this figure line, and what do you think of 3¾-inch figures in general?"
That's a Dirt question.
Dirt loved the DC Universe figures, and I think he actually liked them better than Marvel Universe. The Infinite Heroes ones is what I assume you're talking about.
Because he likes DC.
Yeah, he is a big DC guy. I didn't really like the Infinite Heroes figures very much. I only picked up a couple, and I think I ended up giving all the ones I had except for Two-Face to Dirt anyway, because I didn't really like them. And I don't know. And 3¾-inch figures, it just kind of depends on what it is. I like some and I don't like others.
I like the Marvel Universe. Those Marvel Universe ones are great.
The Marvel Universe figures are awesome. I had to stop collecting them, though, because I was just like, I can't keep buying into
there's
too many
of
them.
And they're expensive.
Yeah. So it just kind of depends. Like, there are certain things that I prefer larger scale figures of. There's other things that I think 3¾-inch is cool. So I have no real affinity towards any specific size, honestly. All right. Pyrus Masquerade says, "Hey guys, I'm new to Pop Culture Network and forums.
Welcome.
I just saw It Figures 134, and I was wondering if you guys were the directors of the new Masters of the Universe movie, who would you cast for each part and why?" God, I hate questions like that. I'm sorry. I have no idea who I'd cast. I would want a no-name person to be He-Man, because I hate it when movies... Or Dolph Lundgren, whatever, he can reprise his role.
Yeah.
No,
sure.
when they do any kind of superhero movie, I don't like it when there's a very well-known actor playing the role of a famous comic book character. I think it kind of overshadows the comic book character, because it's like,
because he becomes that character.
It's not forever. Daredevil, that's Ben Affleck. You know what I mean?
Now forever, like, Daredevil's ruined because Ben Affleck played it.
And I even liked that movie okay, but it's like, I liked it better when it was something like, you know, Tobey Maguire was fairly unknown when they cast him as Spider-Man, and I liked that better. You know, when they do stuff like that, yeah, Chris Hemsworth wasn't really that well known, and he was an awesome Thor. I guess maybe an exception would be like Robert Downey was an awesome Tony Stark. Oh, I mean, sure. No question about it. But again, like, Robert Downey was kind of like in a slum until that happened. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, and
all
then
of a sudden he's super popular.
And now he's super popular because he was Tony Stark. So for He-Man, I mean, it's just got to be somebody big, and he's got to obviously be muscular, but he also needs to be charismatic, because he can't just be like, you know, a friggin' meathead who's only about like the body. He obviously has to have character. And I would rather it be somebody who can just, I can look at him and go, "That's He-Man," and not look at him and go, "Oh, that's Triple H," or, "Oh, that's, you know, big guy." You know what I mean?
Don't try to put charisma into He-Man's traits because you want him to be cooler than
he is. No, he is charismatic. Are you kidding me? Come on. Watch the Filmation cartoon.
I do watch it, and all he does is say a lot of ridiculous things. Oh, look at this. This is over there. Clearly, He-Man, that's going on over there.
Look, he's got to be the main hero, the main attraction. So he's got to be like...
He's not the main attraction. Skeletor's the attraction.
He's got to be likable, so you've got to give him some charisma.
It's
you can't just...
Skeletor in the Masters of the Universe.
Skeletor in the... Okay. Yeah.
I know who Evil-Lyn should be.
Who?
Well, if she was younger, the witch from Once Upon a Time.
Oh, the chick that plays the evil queen?
If she was younger, I think she'd be
a perfect one.
But the girl that was in Tron and in House.
Oh, Olivia Wilde?
Yeah, I think she'd be a good Evil-Lyn.
She could be an okay Evil-Lyn. I like that chick, too.
Mm-hmm.
Tasty treat.
She's kind of hot.
That's not why I chose her.
I would totally be cool with Frank Langella reprising the role of Skeletor because he was so freaking awesome the first time. But if it wasn't Frank Langella, I really would hope this time around that he'd actually have like the high pitched Skeletor voice, because I like that. That's Skeletor to me.
I was thinking William Dafoe,
and it'd be interesting to see how they did, like, if they would do makeup Willem Dafoe. He kind of has a Skeletor face. That's why I never understood why they put that guy behind a helmet in Spider-Man, because he freaking looks like the Green Goblin. You know what I mean? Like, let's put his evil, scary face behind this mask that's not scary at all. You know? I wonder if, like, they did Skeletor. I bet they would CGI the skull face this time.
Probably.
They would do it.
Well, because they would be able to do Hollywood that now.
Yeah. Well, they shouldn't. They should do old school plaster makeup that falls apart after halfway through a movie. Like, clearly they had to fix it a few times and it's not the same because Skeletor has a moving face.
All right, so he's got a few other questions here. So, what was your favorite toy you remember getting as a child? Ah! I'm just going to go with Mosquitor. Easy one. For Masters of the Universe. See, I know they throw these curveballs at us, dude. They try to make us think.
A lot of toys. I don't remember which one was my favorite.
They try to make us think.
What about you, Kim? I'm gonna say my pool. It's not a toy, but I'm just gonna say my pool.
Your swimming pool. Great.
I never had
the one you need sick to come over and clean.
Yes.
Great.
I never had a favorite one. Jeez. Don't turn your phone off, and people just call it. Thanks, internet.
Thanks.
No, I don't know if I had a favorite. I mean, you know what I used to play with when I was little, and I'm embarrassed now because I hate these things now.
Loser.
I know. I thought you said the lizard. I'm like, what? Yeah, I played with a lizard. No, I played with Matchbox cars. You couldn't afford Hot Wheels. They were too expensive, clearly. I used Matchbox cars. And they were 64 cents instead of 98 cents. I would buy... my mom tells me this story every time I see her. Like, tells everybody. Because my mom tells the same... Do you guys have parents where they tell
you
this?
You have parents.
No, that wasn't a pause.
You have there was a pause there. You
tell the same story every time you're there, and every time you bring somebody over.
Yes.
Okay. No.
And you're like, Mom, you tell the story every time I'm here. Anyways, she says that when I was a kid, I would take all these brand new cars that they bought me for my birthday, Christmas, whatever, and I'd go outside, and I'd take a brick, and I'd mash them down and play Junkyard. I stacked cars.
I remember you've told us this before.
Yeah, she tells everybody I know that story. And she goes, they were his favorite. We'd get him all these new cars, and we'd take them outside in the middle of the air and just mash them all to pieces.
His mom tells the story about he would run around with his He-Man and play outside the He-Man, put the sword in his...
She tells that all the time.
She tells it all the time.
Well, because she thinks it's so cool that I do everything with this He-Man stuff, so she's just like, I remember when he ran around with that power sword, just going, I have the power!
In the back of his shirt.
Yeah, so she tells that all the time.
It was like 3 years ago to this day.
Yeah! It was like at least a couple days ago! Yeah.
It brings me back to those days.
All right, so what would be your all-around favorite series and movie? Series? Are you talking about like TV series or like movie series?
Probably TV series.
I'll go ahead. Well, I mean, the Star Wars trilogy is awesome. The original trilogy and Empire Strikes Back is probably among my favorite movies. So I'll throw that out there for that. Favorite TV series?
What are you watching right now that you like the most?
Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, we watch Big Bang Theory constantly. Like, Friends used to be our go-to, like, we're bored, what do you want to do? I don't know, put Friends in. Now it's, we're bored, let's put Big Bang in, and we just put Big Bang
Theory. That's funny, because that show is, like, eerily similar.
It's totally, like,
it's the new Friends, but with a twist.
Because it's always fun to watch, it's always funny, no matter how many times you've seen the episodes. Like, I don't know, I just love it, so.
I like the HBO series stuff, so, like. And other stuff, not just HBO, but that kind of drama, movie-style drama shows. So, like, right now I like The Spartacus. I love that show. I loved Rome when it was on HBO. I'm totally mad they stopped that show. That was an amazing show. Let's see, what else do I like? I like Sons of Anarchy right now. It's really good. Really good show, The Catch. You guys don't watch the stuff?
Mm-hmm. No. Never even heard of it.
On The Borgia. Ooh, that's a good one, too. That one's just ended the season. And Walking Dead's great, too.
Yes. Walking Dead is awesome. That is I like good. That a lot, too. All right, so lastly, it says, what advice can you give to a toy reviewer with an IEP? I'm not sure what that means, but it does not mean I eat pee. He points that out. That can't balance school, work, and reviews to help balance the three.
What?
So he wants to know what advice we can give to somebody who is having a hard time balancing school, work, and reviews. It's,
what is IEP, though?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Obviously,
you need to specify.
Something's wrong with us if we don't know this.
Yes. But, you just got to find a way to manage it, dude. Because I know exactly the spot you were in. Two jobs, family, and doing the reviews. I mean, I got it done, but it's hard to find the time.
Yeah, so, you got to cut sleep.
You cut sleep, mm-hmm. manage your time as best you can. I mean, mm-hmm. you just got to kind of schedule it as best you can. Schedule yourself like an hour a day to just completely dedicate to
reviews.
Writing a review or taking pictures or whatever you need to do to get it done.
Just
that's
do
what you got to
do. Part by part, do like one, do your filming, the next day do your writing, the other day do your filming.
Get yourself a system down, and then you can kind of like tweak it as you go.
Yeah, well, after you get the first couple down, you got your system in place, it's like you can crank them out. You spend most of your time in editing, so just remember that. The final part of it is going to be the longest part of it.
Right, right. All right, moving on. Rev Hell Cowboy says, are we still doing nicknames for Rick? I was thinking of calling him MIA Rick or AWOL Rick since we haven't seen him in so long.
That is good.
I know. Like, I'm not even sure if he's alive anymore, Rick, because
he's not around. Well, yeah, I don't know.
You just have to take my word that he shows up for work every day.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
This guy's the same way. I don't know what's going on. We haven't seen him either.
I seen him today, and he finally got your Christmas present.
Yeah, he texted me and said he finally got
it. To which he was like, he opened it up, and he's like, what is this? And he's like, this is thing. It's not going to fit on my wrist. I was like, yeah, open it. It will. He strapped it on. He goes, oh, it does.
Yeah, he goes, he says, the text says, I'm not even sure what Power Rangers series is from because I haven't watched it, but I'm going to watch it now. I was like, okay, that's cool.
Oh, was it legitimate? We thought it was a knockoff.
No, it's legit. It was from one of the, because it was a Japanese import, so it's from some Japanese Power Rangers series.
I thought it was just some random Japanese, like, or Chinese knockoff.
It's from an actual series.
Is there a Japanese knockoff, or are they all Chinese?
It's probably
because well. I usually, don't remember ever saying
usually never, bootlegs are like Chinese bootlegs
or Mexican
Yeah,
I don't ever remember going, oh, that Japanese bootleg. So I mean, clearly
I'm sure there are bootleggers.
There has to be,
just like there are bootleggers in America too. I mean, you know, it's
we just call those Dollar Generals and Dollar Stores. Those are not anything
and
else.
Deals.
Okay. Anyway, on to his question. It says, is there an 80s or 90s toy line that hasn't seen a reboot that you would love to get one in the next few years? This is another repeat question.
You need computer warriors.
I say it all the time, Computer Warriors.
Yeah.
I would love Computer Warriors to get reboot. He says, I personally would like to see Snailians make a comeback because it was kind of similar to Ninja Turtles. It's a shame it didn't get much love past the first and only wave of toys that were released in the early 90s. Yeah, there are these crazy little alien dudes, and they had, like, this armor that you can clip onto them. They're kind
of
neat.
Oh, I need some of these now. I don't even know what they are.
Snailians! They're snail aliens. Get it? yeah, dude, Computer Warriors, I'd love to see that get updated. Got anything specific?
Skeleton Warriors would be cool back. Return.
Skeleton Warriors would be so awesome. I just bought the complete series on DVD because it just came out. They just released the complete series. So I bought that with some right at Christmas time. I haven't watched it yet, but I'm excited to watch it.
I saw that the gems are out. The gem series.
Gem of the Holograms is out. Captain Power just came out. Complete series. I have to pick that up too. Alright, Chaotix12345 says, hey guys, I've come to wish you all a happy new year and to show off some of the cool stuff I got for Christmas. Here's what I got. Wow, here's
a lot.
Wow. Okay, video games. He got the Nintendo 3DS, which is
nice.
Awesome. I got one of those. He got Sonic Generations for the Xbox, Sonic Generations for the 3DS.
Isn't that the same game?
Super Mario 3D Land, which
I
is
got
awesome.
That too. It's awesome.
Yep. Mario Kart 7, Mario and Sonic at the London Olympic Games, Kirby's Return to Dreamland, Back to the Future of the Game, Fortune Street, Cartoon Network, Punch Time Explosion, Spider-Man Edge of Time, Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3, Batman Arkham City, Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time 3D, Star Fox 64 3D, Kirby Mass Attack, Pokemon Rumble Blast, and Ghostbusters the video game. You got a lot of games. That is so cool. I got the new Zelda for Wii, which I haven't started yet, and she got Mario 3D Land, which I beat. It was awesome.
I'm close to beating it.
Did you beat it in 3D?
I turned the 3D off for most of it.
Bro.
I
gotta do it in 3D or it's not
hard
complete.
Hard doing it in 3D.
That's the point.
So then on DVDs, he also got the Rogue Ghostbusters Complete Collection, which I still don't have, Transformers Dark of the Moon.
Is that the thing he should not be mentioning about?
Yes, yeah. Is it the Firehouse one?
Yeah.
Firehouse box? That's Books, he got Mega Man Giga Mix Volume 2 and Volume 3, and then he got clothes, a Mario shirt, a Ninja Turtle shirt, and a Ninja Turtles beanie. And then as stocking stuffers, he got Sonic the Hedgehog pillow and throw blanket set, Sonic the Hedgehog vinyl wall clings, a couple of Sonic and Mario themed candy dispensers, My Little Pony Friendship is Magic Shine Bright Rainbow Dash figure,
wow.
And he got a Jazzwear Sonic the Hedgehog minifigure classic collector set and Sonic earbuds. Holy crap, you had a huge Christmas.
And how do those fit in your stocking?
You have
big, ridiculous
stocking. Yeah! That is crazy. It's a lot of stuff. Well, that sounds like you had a great Christmas.
And you like the Sonic, apparently. Just saying.
Yeah.
There's a theme going.
So, moving on to Sportimus, he says, hope you don't mind if I share some of what I got for Christmas. I got the Creo Megatron, Creo Sideswipe, Transformers Generation Scourge, Transformers Generation Thundercracker, Transformers Prime Deluxe Starscream, Prime RC, and Batman Arkham Asylum on the Xbox 360. And as a present for myself, from myself, the Wind Raider. Everybody bought themselves Wind Raiders for Christmas.
Thanks,
I love
me.
It. Yeah. he also says, thanks for sharing your man cave of toy goodness. I had those same kind of bookcases until my man cave had a slight flood from a sprinkler line that burst outside and went straight through the window.
Oh,
that sucks. Anyway, if you want to save room, may I suggest bookcases made by solder? If you have a local Shopko.
Our Shopko's all
went out of business. Yeah. I bought five shelf bookcases, but there are enough peg holes in them where you can put in one additional shelf. This may be pricey to do, and they don't come in white, but it worked out well for me and thought I'd pass that along to you. Once I get things organized in my man cave, I'll post a video of my collection as well. My question is for each of you that are present. Is there anything you plan to do better for 2012 compared to 2011? For me, one of the things I plan to do is a lot more videos and be more interactive with subscribers and be on your message board more often as well. Thanks again.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
It is good. And that's actually, we did the resolutions last week, and that's pretty much along, I said very similar kind of thing, that one of the things I wanted to try to improve on was kind of keeping going with the steam that I had from, like, the advent calendar and doing more stuff like that on a continuous basis, so... That's my hope and my goal, is that I can do more things more often, but we'll see how it goes.
And mine have nothing to do with this podcast, so you didn't even get to hear mine.
What is that?
It doesn't matter.
What do you mean? What'd you bring it up for?
She wants to get buff.
Yep.
That's hot.
All right, Pink Slip X84 says, two questions. What Masters of the Universe mythos do you follow? Is it one of the established, one of your own, or a combination? Is there any stuff in the bios that you absolutely hate?
Here we go.
Okay, so I'm not going to get real deep into this because
that's a whole other
it's a whole yeah it's a whole other, yeah I talk about we talk about the bios and mythos and all that kind of stuff on the Roast Google Dinner podcast all the time, so I'll let you just go listen to that stuff. For the most part, I don't like the bios in the classics, and I just kind of, I read them, I gloss over them, and then I just don't really think about it much. My mythos for Masters, and I know there's been so many incarnations, I mean, you've got the original bios in the card backs, you've got the original mini comics, you've got the Filmation cartoon, you got the 2000X cartoon, you've got the Marvel comics, and it's just, there's so much.
I go by the Image comics.
The UK comics, yeah, you got the MYP comics, there's lots of stuff, and it's just kind of hard, so it's just like, I pick and choose the things I do like and I don't like, and I think that's what most people do. I tend to lean more towards the vintage stuff, and a lot of the Filmation stuff, because I watched the Filmation cartoon so much growing up. But there's a lot of things that I also liked in the MYP cartoon, the 2000X cartoon. I do like the Keldor thing and stuff like that. So I kind of, a merger, I guess, of Filmation and MYP is what I would say is my canon for Masters.
So custom.
It is a custom one, yes. And I think that's how most Masters fans are. I mean, it's hard to follow just one... It's hard to follow one because there's
like
so many.
It's like quitting smoking. You just do it.
Oh, okay.
It's not hard.
It's just like that.
Not hard. Clearly, so, it's just like that.
Clearly. So the second question is for Stina. It says, how do you feel being a more regular presence on the podcast after your guest appearances?
How
do you like being just like on the show all the time?
fine. I get to learn a lot because I don't know, like, half the stuff.
Then. And it saved their marriage.
What?
Yep.
Made us closer together.
You guys were very rocky there for a while.
We were very rocky.
It helps me also learn more things, so when he's talking to me about something, I understand about what he's talking about.
I just
about.
Told her she had to start coming here so the pool boy wasn't coming over anymore.
That's a good call, bro. Good call.
You knew about that?
We talked about it on the podcast all the time. That stupid Darn pool it. Boy again. She's like, we don't even have a pool. And that
you
pool
used to
boy.
Go on and on about how you're out with the pool boy. I'm like, why don't you just tell her to come? He's like, yeah. I was like, and that's what happened.
That's yes.
I like it to answer your question.
It's simple. I mean, simple answer is always the best.
Except for this one.
Love, Jedi love.
Yes, Jedi love.
No, I'm just erasing you.
Whoa. You can't erase this. Oh, you're waxing on.
Whoa.
No, wax off.
Our podcast is awful dirty today.
No, it's not. That's your mind goes in the wrong place.
I guess.
No, it's not.
All right.
That's what we get with working with guys.
A lot of innuendos.
Quinstar says, two questions today. Have you guys ever attempted articulated comic book art or any epic displays to showcase?
I can't draw to save my life. Is that what they mean, right?
I'm not sure what he means by articulated comic book art.
I'm guessing by drawing.
Or maybe
he means drawing.
Maybe he means taking pictures of your figures for comics.
Oh no!
Is that?
I am. I don't know, man. I like taking pictures, and I just got a nice new camera. I need to get a macro lens so I can actually take good pictures of toys. But I don't know. I've never really done any, like, epic displays or anything. I always wish I could do that kind of thing. I love looking at that kind of stuff sometimes and going, how do people take pictures like that? And they have, like, the cool, like, dioramas and everything set up. And make like, they make the toys look real. I think that's cool. But I've never done anything like that, no. It says, where's the best place to buy loose figure dioramas like the ones which came with the 6-inch Young Justice figures? I've hunted on eBay, but no luck. If you're talking about, like, the parts that come with them, yeah, your only bet's going to be to find somebody that doesn't want those and is just trying to sell them off, I think. Unless you come across them at, like, a toy show or something.
Or you're going to have to make them.
Yeah, I just...
Take images online, put them on photo paper, print them, and fake it. I mean,
I don't know of any...
That's a good way, it's cheap.
I don't know of any sites that sell just those parts by themselves off the top of my head. So, you're just going to do some hunting, if that's what you're looking for. Or just try and make your own. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Master B says, let me start off and say Happy New Year to everyone at Pop Culture Network. The items that I got for Christmas this year made me laugh as I sat there and opened them. Being 32, I sat back and thought, wow, this is a flashback 80s Christmas for me. I got Thundercats Tower of Omens, Thunder Tank, and a 6-inch and 4-inch Panthro, plus Masters of the Universe Classics Manny Faces and Zodak.
Yeah.
Now with TMNT coming back this year, I hope to have the same feeling next Christmas.
Word.
Now for some questions. Number one, Pixel Dan, looking back at some of the Masters of the Universe Classics figures that were made in 2011 and upcoming for 2012, what are your predictions of what's coming after Snake Man in Arms?
Snake Tila.
Oh, God, no. Oh, God. I don't know at this point, guys. I really don't know. I wouldn't be surprised to get some more Princess of Power stuff, maybe like Frosta. I'm really hoping... Really still hoping there's going to be a Mesquite tour this year, but I don't know.
I think that'll be in 2013.
I kind of hope Ram Man surprises us this year. We get a surprise Ram Man? That'd be pretty sweet.
That'd have to be a San Diego thing.
You think Ram Man will have to be an exclusive?
For sure.
People will riot. All right, number two, for everyone, when you rewatch shows and cartoons, are there any characters that you look at and say, man, I wish they made that guy into a figure? Here we go. Okay.
No.
It's the same question again, so we're going to skip over that. But he did say, I just watched some old episodes of Ninja Turtles Back to the Sewers, and I thought, where were these toys at? I would have loved to have the trash truck and the cyber turtles. So, but yeah, that's another variation of the same question, so refer back to earlier. And then it says, in your Pixel Dan Man Cave, I noticed the Mega Man Battle Network Magnet Man that I sent you. I was just wondering what your thoughts were on him and if you're thinking about getting any more from that line now that you have one. Well, I like the figure. I thank you again for sending him to me. I think he's a really cool figure, and I honestly think those figures were well done. I actually have a Proto Man from that line, too. But, in general, I don't like Battle Network. I just don't. I don't like Mega Man Battle Network. So I probably really won't be buying any more of the figures from that series. Not saying that I don't like the Magnet Man, because I do.
He tried to give it to me, but I said, no, this is a
That's
gift.
Not true.
Do not give these
That's
away.
That's not true.
He's like, well, eBay will take it. I was like, no, it won't. Don't
that
do
is,
that,
Jerry. That is not
that
true.
That is not true.
Look at him.
You're making
liar.
I'm not a liar.
You're mean.
All right, Shugi002 says, hey guys, I have a question for Lord Killen. What do you think about the new Lego Lord of the Rings sets?
Awesome.
Which
I guess.
We haven't actually seen pictures. The sets yet. We just
but
know.
I already know. I like the Fantasy Castle theme. Love it. Lord of the Rings was cool. There's a lot of good things that can come from that. So I'm thinking, yes. And they're Lego, not Mega Bloks.
I think they're going to be
weird, random brands. So I'm down.
Those are going to be awesome. I can't wait to see those sets. So second question, how'd you guys spend your New Year's Eve? Sitting at home relaxing or going out with friends?
Sitting at home relaxing and playing video games.
Yeah, dude, this is the New Year's Eve I realize how freaking old I'm getting, because we stayed in and we hung out with her sister and her husband and their two kids. And that's how we spent our New Year's Eve.
It was fun!
And, you know, most of my friends who we usually always did the New Year's Eve parties, they're all at home with their kids. So everybody's got kids, and everybody's just stayed home, and that's pretty much
how
it went.
Or their family was in town, so they did
freaking
it with their family.
Old, man. Yep.
It was fun, though.
I had fun. We played video games all night.
Yeah, we played Mario Kart, so my little 4-year-old niece would hold the A button on the Mario Kart, and I would steal it. She thought it was hilarious.
Yeah. And she won most of the time, which was ridiculous. Because all Christina had to do was steer. She didn't have to worry about pushing that pesky A button. So, of course, she was just beating everybody. All she had to focus on was steering.
Well, even if she got last place, she still won.
Yeah, every time the race finished, my niece would go, I win! It was hilarious.
It was so cute. Well, I love my niece.
Me and Gwen and Rylan all tried to stay up. Rylan passed out like 20 minutes before midnight, and then
she made it longer than I thought she would.
Gwen was about to fall asleep. I'm like, really? I looked at her. I said, really? You're that lady now? You fall asleep on New Year's Eve? She's like, what? I was like, watch this. I opened the front door to our house, and she's like, why are you doing that? I said, wait. And all of a sudden, it hit midnight, and all you can hear is like people like shooting fireworks. I guess there are fireworks. It could have been guns.
Yeah,
we
heard
fireworks
them
too. Could have been guns.
All you hear is like boom, 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 boom.
In America,
like, that sounds like.
Yeah, that's what we heard. We were confused.
We heard it too.
And you hear all these horns and people laughing. And she's like, "Jeez!" I was like, "I know." That's why you got to open your doors and hear all the crazies.
Yeah.
And then we drank a bottle of champagne, and then I was like, "Okay, now let's get hammered." And she's like, okay, make me a drink. And then I went and got her a drink. She took a sip of it. And
awesome.
And we watched Hangover Part 2, which is not good.
It is too good.
It's just not as good as the first.
No,
because it's the same movie.
Yeah, it's the same movie.
So
there's
too funny.
Much story. It's funny. It's just there's too much story, and I didn't care. I was like, come on, dude, crazy stuff.
We watched Bridesmaids, which actually turned out to be really funny.
We saw it at the theater. It was great.
I liked it.
We get it for Christmas.
I was mad that I had to go watch that movie with Gwen. She's like, let's go watch Bridesmaids. It's supposed to be really funny. I'm like, really? And I was kind of upset about going, but by the time it was over, I was like,
thanks for taking me.
I kind of like that.
Yeah, it was super funny, dude. All right, Movie Maniac 101 says, hey guys and gal, I'm a 15-year-old collector and I'm new to the forums. So welcome to the forums.
Welcome.
My question is,
older?
Yeah, he's 15.
Okay.
My question is, have you guys ever collected Lego's Bionicles action figures? This is a toy line from my childhood, so please be nice.
I direct this question.
Yeah, he says be nice, Dirt, but Dirt's not here, so... I'm still going to add in the be nice thing, because I already know what, how Killen feels about Bionicles.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I do not like Bionicle at all. I just don't like the... I don't like Technic, and to me, Technic is Bionicle. They're all, like, similar.
Now they're Hero Factory.
They're, like... all kinds of weird... I don't know. I just don't like them. I don't like the models. I don't like the upscaled models looking like things. I don't like that. Sorry. I do appreciate them as part of, you know, being a major...
They're popular, a ridiculous amount of them.
I mean, it wasn't like it was a small one. It was a huge thing. It's just, it didn't appeal to me. Only because once you start collecting heavily on something, it's hard to transition to a different style and scale of the same, like, brand. Like, if you're a heavy 3 3/4 inch collector, you have a hard time buying 6 inch. And that's why there's so much of an argument between 6-inch is better. No, 3¾ is better. So it's just a hard transition. I couldn't do it.
I never had any Bionicles, so I have nothing to really add to that. So
how do you feel about them?
I think I understand. They were popular, and I know that there's
You got in your collection?
I don't have any Bionicles. I never bought any. I never thought they looked cool.
How many Legos
cool.
do you have in your collection?
I have a few.
Yeah, see, I have clearly a few Legos. Superior.
I have a lot. I actually have the whole bin of my Legos from my childhood still sitting in my basement. And then
wait a minute.
Yeah. Remember?
You didn't give those to me?
No, I can't just give those to you.
What do you mean you can't just give them to
Well, a lot of them were my brother's, too. I can't just give them away.
He said I could have them.
But all... Oh, okay. I'll bring them right over! All right, next one is from Batman 91939. It says, "Hey guys, I'm 13 and I'm a big fan. So here's my question. Look, we got a lot of young viewers out there, so you just need to start watching your language."
Yeah.
That's all I'm
what
saying.
What language?
That's all I'm saying. You got
your dirty
you
mind
and your dirty
yours.
Mind in here just
no,
like
No, use your dirty mind. No, I was talking normal and you're like
you're a bad
anyway,
you're a bad influence on these young ones.
What do you guys think is the worst thing that ever happened to the toy industry?
That question is way too broad, dude.
No.
What is the worst thing that's ever happened to the toy industry?
The worst thing is they try to modernize everything, like the Rainbow Bright. They did not need to change those figures.
Look at Christina.
That and Hyper Anime.
That's a good one.
Yes, in anime.
You don't like... Okay, so... But I like it, okay, because they bring a lot of things back for new generations, which I totally like, because I like that the new generations get introduced to the things that we had as a kid.
Right.
But you don't like that they modernize them when they do that. You think they should be exactly the same?
Yeah. Like, they should make two different ones. They can make it, but they
well,
want
and
the
you
other
know what,
ones,
though?
Too.
They're kind of doing that now, though. Because now, I think they're starting to learn that there is an adult market, and they make an adult collector's line. Hence the reason we have...
The Sonic toys, where there's all those different types. They couldn't have done that with Rainbow Bright.
That would be cool. Like they're doing it with Thunder
Generation.
Like they're doing it with Thundercats right now, where they've got the 80s versions and the new versions, and they're going to be doing it with Voltron eventually. You know, they've got the 80s versions on Maddie, and then they're going to release the new versions in the store.
Right.
So I think some of these companies are learning, and they're realizing that there's that kind of a market out there. But yeah, I totally. I mean, that's a good one because.
Thank you.
She hated the new Rainbow Bright. She was so mad because she was so happy that there was new Rainbow Bright stuff. And then when we saw it in the store, she was like, "I hate this," and she didn't buy any.
Nope,
of it.
Didn't buy a single one.
You know what?
Transformers for you, right?
Transformers. Worst thing that's happened to the toy industry. Next question.
I picked Polly Pockets because they inspired the Lego Friends line to go that style. Thanks.
Polly Pockets used to be that
big. Yeah, you
big.
Know, Polly Pockets were way cooler when they were actually like the little compacts like Mighty Max.
Because
yeah. those are the ones that my sister collected when she was a kid, and I had the Mighty Maxes, and my brother had the Mighty Maxes, and my sister had the Polly Pockets. And they were all like the same thing. They were
Polly
like
Pockets like
little,
this big now.
Yeah.
Oh, and Mega Bloks. Ooh.
Mega Bloks are the worst thing that happened to the toy industry.
How dare you say.
All right, what do you think of the GameStar's Assassin's Creed Brotherhood 3¾-inch toy line at Target and Toys R Us? I think it's cool because they made more than just Ezio. It isn't like the other Assassin's Creed toy line. Yeah, I was looking at those at Target, and I do think they're kind of neat. Of course, they're not nearly as detailed as the NECA ones. They're way, like, dumbed down. I don't want to say dumbed down, but they are. They're a lot more generic looking.
There he goes. Generic. He hates that.
But they don't look terrible. They don't look completely terrible. And I completely agree with you. Because as much as I love NECA, that's always been my biggest complaint is that they only make, you know, one guy most of the time. Not in all their lines, but in a lot of their stuff. And I like that they had, like, the Jester and, like, the Doctor and a bunch of other characters. So I've looked at them and I've thought about picking them up. My problem is they're, like, $10 a figure. And that just...
Ouch.
That seems like a lot of money for a 3¾-inch. I don't know. I know the prices on figures keep going up and whatever, but I still have a hard time justifying that sometimes.
But you will catch them when they go on clearance.
Yeah, I probably will,
actually. And because Target does a great clearance, that's a good chance.
They've got they've actually got those Sonic figures, the new ones, on clearance already at Target.
Really?
Yeah. I saw them there the other day, and I was just like, what? I just bought one of these.
Long.
Yeah. All right, then he says, I was rewatching some old TNTS, and I was wondering, in the Marvel Universe episode, Dirt had some cases for his 3¾-inch figures, and I was wondering, where you buy those cases?
A craft store. Didn't you buy them at craft store, like Hobby Lobby?
Go to a craft store, go to the craft section of Walmart. All those are those little cases for beads.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what he's using.
Or string, the strings.
And they, usually they've got, like, you can change the sizes of the compartments inside, so he just modified them to hold 3¾-inch figures.
They have the dividers, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, just check the craft section at Walmart. They have them there. Go to a Hobby Lobby, go to a Jeffrey
Any
Allen's,
type
a Michael's.
Of craft store that you have.
Yep. That's where you get them, and they're not very expensive.
Nope.
They're good storage for stuff like that. All right, I think we're down to the last one, finally. So it's from Gundam Warrior. It says, I guess this is more of a topic than a question. The last couple months after the reveal for the Mighty Spector, it's been continuous moaning and complaining from He-Man fans. Man, I don't want to get into this. Okay. I will admit that I felt underwhelmed after the reveal at PowerCon, but it's not ruining my life. I just don't get the boards going on about one figure. It seems that certain figures become targets for the He-Man.org forums. Molar was the first, and I remember every fan crying, why can't we have the Star Sisters instead? The next year, people complaining about the Star Sisters. It seems there is no pleasing the He-Man.org members, and Mattel and the fans seem to have run in continuous annoying circle with the same fanboy questions, why are we getting blank instead of Ram Man? I wasn't really interested about having an Illumina figure. Yippee for more stereotypical Dark Elves now in He-Man. I'm going to have a hard time with this one, guys. I'm sorry. I would have rather had characters like Hawk or Huntara who actually had some screen time, but I moved on and realized we need new characters in this line to keep the franchise going, to keep it fresh. Even Val Staples suggested from Roast Google Dinner of a 30th anniversary line of reissued figures. I questioned, why am I going to pay yet again for the same figures with repainted weapons, and this would again result in more complaining. I thinking Sween's recent comment come into play. When people are more consumed by hatred of one figure rather than love a majority of them, it's time to start collecting a new line. Now, I personally won't be quitting because He-Man is one of the most important lines to me, and I don't want it to die again, but I can get irritated when every month there is a new complaint about a figure. I understand complaints with Maddie Digital River's site and the new figure mix-ups, like the reverse shoulders and legs. I personally think the He-Man fans should be grateful for what they're getting. They could be having a Bayformer year, scale mishaps like Thundercats, or nothing at all like Ninja Turtles. I know people are criticizing Scott for putting himself and his own character into the line, but you have to be kidding me if anybody on PCN or He-Man.org forums were to were in charge, they wouldn't put their own character into the line. I think that fans are used to the consumer retail and expecting to get what they want. And to me, they sound like this. And he's got a video on here.
What it is you're not going to please everybody. And so people that are complaining, just keep your mouth shut.
It's Apple Blossom. What's it say? We're going to play it.
It's only 4 seconds long.
But I want it now.
Apple Bloom, I want it now.
You're just not going to please everybody.
I am going to stay at
Go ahead, tell them what you really think.
Comment.
Oh.
I read what you said, and I'm going to leave it at that. Hey. I said everything I wanted to say in episode 68 of Roast Google Dinner, which just came out, so you can go listen to my whole Spector thing on that. I'm not getting into it again. That's just all there is to it.
I'm going to answer this and say, go for it. That's good. What you said is right. All you little girls out there better stop crying. Get in some Legos or something.
Some Legos.
Yeah, he's got a good point. I mean, he's getting a little ridiculous. But that's just how it goes, man. That's like part of collecting He-Man is part of the complaints to me. Like, that's part of the fun of collecting, to hear people complain.
It's part.
I love it.
No, this is not just a thing that's just in He-Man. This is in any of these big lines
that have
a huge fan base. People get dedicated. People, you know, they have passion for what they're collecting. So it's easy to get a little more upset or whatever over certain issues. The Transformer fans are no different. The G.I. Joe fans are no different. This is going to be in every single collector community out there that's got a big following. It's not just the He-Man guys.
But who's the loudest?
I don't know, man. There's been some pretty...
I've heard some Transformers and G.I. Joe. Those are obviously the top two, and then He-Man. I think those are like the top three of the complaints. But I swear, man, there is so much drama in the He-Man line.
Well, you're kind of in the thick of it, though. We don't see a lot of the Transformers drama or any of that, because we're not really like...
Well, I go to CarsTheBots.com and
CarsTheBots.com.
Where we discuss all the hottest issues facing us, and most of people are like, I'm okay with this. And I'm like,
okay, but...
But the, he's blue.
At carsdebots.com.
Do you think if the internet wasn't there, the forums weren't there, where people can complain and you don't have to look at people's faces and be right in front of you, do you think there'd be that much complaining?
Uh-uh. Oh, there'd be a 800, things are a lot different. Chat line no, where think, you can get on the phone.
That's just another... Things are a lot different this day and age because of the internet.
They're complaining because they don't have anything to say, so they have to complain about something.
People just complain.
There's a lot of complainers out there.
You open comments on YouTube, you're going to get what you get.
Some people don't ever, like, look at the good parts of it. They only see the bad parts.
That's true.
Your shirt's crooked, and you look stupid. That's what they're going to say on YouTube, okay? That's just how it goes.
That's true.
That is... The collector's lines are the YouTube videos.
Get a haircut!
And the fans are the commenters on that YouTube video. So that's just how it goes.
Oh, people just say crazy things that all the time.
Oh, yeah. They get all kinds of ridiculous.
Some guy the other day told me that I need to go on a diet and lose weight. It's like, hey, thanks, guy.
It's true. He's getting a little...
I am super fat right now.
New Year's resolution. Going on a diet.
Yep.
So, you know, it's just, that's just the way it works. You know, you open up comments, people are going to say things. And
that's just mean.
Well, it's just it's true.
The world, you the world, go on a diet.
The world ain't nice.
He's just telling Pixel Dan what he needs to hear.
See, I bet you he wouldn't tell him that to his face, though.
Tell me what I need to hear.
Oh, I would love some dude to come in here and just open the door and say, "Kevin, you don't know anything," and slam the door.
Like, that's what he just runs away.
And I'd be like, "Like," I would just like, say, "Like,
like, like, check, subscribe, subscribe to this guy."
I don't know that's who you are, guy, but you can come back and yell at me every time you
Why
want.
Why does everybody just have to be mean? Why can't everyone
I
be
think it's
nice?
Funny.
It's the world, man.
I think when people leave ridiculous comments on YouTube, it cracks me up. And they can be as mean and mean-spirited and hateful as possible. I just laugh. They're just ridiculous.
Yeah. People just like, yeah, that's just what they do, man. That's the internet for you.
I think it's funny.
Hide behind a screen. They can say whatever they want to.
They're getting their screen tan on.
Screen tan?
My favorites are when they're yelling at you, but then they like type something that you can barely read, and I'm like, yeah, well, at least I can type.
I know how to use grammar.
Alright, well, that's the last of the fan corner for this week, guys. So if you've got your own topics you want to suggest or questions you want to ask, head on over to popculturenetwork.com, sign up for the forums. You can, if you're not already registered, it's right up there at the top of the page. It says sign up. Just register, and then you can head to the It Figures thread, and you'll see the Fan Corner post right there. Just post your questions right in there, and we'll try to bring them up here on the show next week. Here's something else I want to do. We were talking about doing this. We haven't done this yet, so we're going to put a poll up. We want to know if we should continue with both the audio version and the video version of It Figures.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Is it worth it for us to do both versions, or should we just go straight on with a video version? So... You tell us. We'll go ahead and put... I'll put a poll up when I put the new Fan Corner thread up. And you guys can just vote. You can write in and tell us whatever you need to do. Tell us. Are you listening to the audio version? Are you only watching the video version?
Are you doing both?
Should we do... Yeah, should we have both available? Should we only do audio? Should we only do video? Just let us know. Because we'd like to know if we are wasting our time doing two versions or, you know, if we should just completely commit fully to a video version. We'd like to know. We want your feedback. So head over to the forums, and you'll see a poll for that as well.
Oh, one other thing.
Go ahead.
And for all you guys out there complaining that we're not answering your questions, you guys on YouTube, don't post your question down here. We're not going to read it. Go on over to the forums at popculturenetwork.com and go into the It Figures thread there, and there will be a thread that says questions for the next episode, whatever the number will be.
Right.
There you post your questions. Those are the ones we read. Yeah. Not the YouTube channel ones. And
we understand there's a lot of you guys that watch on YouTube, and we're thankful for that. But it's a perk for being a member of our forums to get to ask us a question. So if you want to ask us a question on the show, you have to register for the forums and ask it there. That's the only place we're going to answer questions from.
Because most of these comments down here on YouTube are ridiculous. It's, you know, you
it's nothing personal. It's just a perk that we like to give to our actual forum members. So come to the forums, sign up. Anybody can do it. There's no restrictions. And then you can ask us a question. Mm-hmm. So, all right. And make sure you're checking out popculturenetwork.com every day. Every day. Because there's always going to be something posted, whether it be a review or a column or a podcast, all kinds of cool stuff there, focusing on toys and comic books and all the things that you love. And while you're out there, make sure you check out shoppcn.com, which is the official store of the Pop Culture Network. Killen, is there anything special that came in this week that you'd like to plug?
New comics, of course, every time, every Wednesday. And then also, we didn't really get that much new because of the holidays right now. So we're getting like restocks of past product. And the only thing I could think of that we got today, like we got the next wave of DC Classics versus Masters Universe Classics, which isn't really the next wave. It's just how they're labeling it because now Toys R Us lost the exclusives. Entertainment Earth has picked them up, so now we carry Entertainment Earth products. So we do now have Supergirl and She-Ra and Green Lantern versus
Zodak.
Those are available, very limited quantity. The last couple times we had them, they removed. So as you watch this, there may or may not be some available, but if there are, go ahead and pick some up. And one other announcement is this Monday will be the relaunch of yet another attempt at the video game music show, myself and Dirt. We're going to be recording this week and we'll have a Monday release. It'll be similar to this format as far as video. Let me try the audio. We'll see how this form thing goes. But we'll have it shot weekly, giving you all the video game news. So that will be released every Monday on the Publish Network. So look forward to that. And we're kind of going to play it by ear and change the show as needed by, you know, however it's dictated by myself. So look for that and be sure to leave your hateful YouTube comments later on the show when it comes out.
Sweet. Awesome. All right, guys. Well, that's going to wrap up this week's episode. So until next week, I'm Pixel Dan.
I'm Stina.
And I'm your Lord Killen.
We'll see you guys next week.